You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Last night, I'm getting ready for bed, packing up some stuff, and I get an alert on my phone, and immediately my eyes well up in tears as another horrible news story to report. At least 46 migrants found dead in San Antonio, Texas, inside a tractor trailer truck. Another more than dozen, including children, sent to the hospital suffering from severe heat exhaustion and heat stroke and who knows what else. Let's talk about it as we bring in WIOD senior national correspondent Rory O'Neill. You could find him. You could follow him on Twitter at Radio Rory. Good morning, Rory.
Hey, Manny. Good morning.
Just an absolutely heartbreaking story. This isn't the first time this has happened. Only the latest case of what appears to be a human smuggling ring and somebody just leaving these poor people with no water, no air conditioning inside of a truck to die.
Essentially, that's what appears happened. You know, we don't know when the migrants actually got into the truck. Apparently, it's common for migrants to cross the border, then somehow find these human smugglers, and then get on the truck once they're in the U.S., and then they're taken to other parts of the country. But here was this truck that was left abandoned. People working nearby heard some screams from the vehicle, went to check it out. The back door was actually already open. And they found, as you said, the 46 bodies inside, plus 16 others, including four children who were still alive and taken to the hospital, as you said, with heat stroke and dehydration. No signs of water, by the way, in the back of that truck. And now three people are in custody. We haven't had any announcement of charges just yet.
Yeah, and I heard the fire chief talking about the fact, despite the fact that the door was open when they got there, that those people that were still alive that they transported to the hospitals didn't even have enough strength to get up to try and get to the door to get out of the truck.
I mean, imagine being trapped in the back of a semi, 46 yeah. bodies around you, and you still don't have the strength to get out when the door is open. I mean, yeah, that gives you an idea of the level of exhaustion there. Temperatures around San Antonio close to 100 degrees around the time the bodies were found. I think that same fire chief described even the survivors' bodies as being hot to the touch.
Yeah, yeah. Arrests, do we know anybody going to be charged yet or anything when it comes
to this case?
Right.
Three people now currently detained. We have not had any charges announced against them. Homeland Security Investigations, that's a branch of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They're handling the investigation of what is believed to be this human trafficking case. By the way, until now, the deadliest human smuggling event came back in 2003. 19 people were found dead in the rear of an 18-wheeler in South Texas.
Yeah, remember that story as well vividly. And the thing that upset me more than anything, Rory, when I first saw the story, obviously the needless loss of human life, but the fact that we've got leaders and politicians in both parties who know that this is a problem, not only the human smuggling aspect of it, but the immigration law problem, and still continue to do nothing about it.
Yeah, Texas Governor Abbott on Twitter being pretty aggressive, though, saying these deaths are on Biden is part of the tweet that he put out last night. He said they are the result of his deadly open border policies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. President Biden, I'm sure, will be asked about this, but he is in Europe right now, traveling today to Madrid for a NATO meeting. I'm sure he's probably happy to be there rather than here.
Yeah, these deaths are on all of them, every single one of them, all 435 or whatever, plus the Biden administration, the Trump administration, the Obama administration, all of them who have continued to do nothing about the immigration crisis and our failure of immigration laws. I appreciate it. Normally we like to, you know, chat and joke with you a little bit, but not this morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Rory. Thank you.
Better luck tomorrow. Thanks, Manny.